right, let's do this.
Man,
let's talk about BioShock for a while. I love it.
Are you the one that has to get to bed in like 2 hours?
Honestly, Ed, I think it's funny. I think it was a bad idea actually to use that Get Well topic for Mammy Jammer, like now, because I feel like if you forgot like a Mother's Day gift or something one year, you're like, hey, Mom, I made you a topic on Game Pass.
That's the worst Mother's Day gift I could possibly think of.
Would have been so ace, Ed, but you blew it.
Yeah. God. I got her a card that just has like pigs on the front and it's blank on the inside.
Did Mammy Jammer like my post?
Yes, she did.
Yes. Okay.
She left.
Okay.
Does she vote in User of the Year?
No, she does not. She doesn't know anybody. Why would she vote in User of the Year?
She's going to vote for a baby.
Well, I guess I hope she does well anyway.
Playing the game with Mammy Jammer.
Okay. All right, I guess let's do this.
All right, we're going live now, right? Like, so far nobody's heard me, like, run anybody down.
No, right? no one's heard a thing yet.
Good.
Okay. You want to do an introduction, or should we just get started?
I guess let's do an intro. Let's talk about what Round 5 is, how it works. Ed, go ahead.
Round 5 is Boot and Immune. The 20 people left get put into two groups randomly, obviously. And every day you can give out a boot and an immune. And the one with the highest total of each, like the highest boots and the highest immunes, gets removed from competition. So the highest boot moves on to the next round, and the highest immune moves on to the next round, and the highest boot gets eliminated.
I have to check
with Carvey. Go ahead.
So is the tiebreaker whoever has the most immunes?
I have to check with Carvey because I'm not sure which one takes priority.
I think immune should take priority.
Yeah, I think immune should as well, because this is like one of the only rounds where, like, you know, it's about you giving like negative points to people. So I think like immune should take priority as well.
Okay, so we are going to do it like just randomly putting people in divisions this time rather than just going through the whole thing, right?
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We're gonna go down the list on the spreadsheet and just put everybody in one or two.
Okay.
So we'll start with Neon. Neon gets put in group one.
Oh, he's so screwed.
That's pretty sweet. I like it.
Dude, that's a difficult division.
I like my chances so far anyway.
I don't know, man. I don't like it.
Super Angelo
is in
two.
Two. Okay.
What's that so far?
Man, that really. You're so lucky you ducked Super Angelo, Neon.
Ice Hawk in...
Not one.
Group two.
Yes. High five, Neon.
Yeah. We'll be put together in the next round.
Dude, last year we got put together every time.
Brothers to the end. Brothers.
Henry. Group two.
Come on.
Neon wants some friends.
Neon's not getting any friends. Ah. Wigs, you can have Wigs. Wigs goes in group one.
That sucks. This is going to be the group of death.
See, like, I already beat Andri, and Neon already beat Angelo, and then Neon gets Wigs. That sucks for him.
See where Icon goes. Icon goes in group one.
Yes.
This is going to be the stack division.
This is fun.
Let's see where Chris goes. Chris goes in group two.
Damn. That would have been great if he was in one.
Rusty, group two.
Oh, I'm getting tough guys now. It's not cool.
Everyone's tough, I think, at this point.
Mr. Smart Guy.
Oh. Endgamer, group one.
Yeah, lucky draw right there for Neon.
Wait, what the hell? Why did Shine get 64 in this spreadsheet?
Look at Shine and his backstage powers.
Who's supposed to be? Oh, Ryoko, that's right.
Shine was like the opposite of being in round five.
I know. Like, what just happened? All right. Ryoko in group two.
Nice. Yes.
Oh, no. That's me. No.
Alec. Group one.
Oh.
I think everyone's tough, though. Like, every name Swift. I hear, I'm like, ooh. Oh, there you go.
Smart guy.
My division.
Group one.
No.
Wait, what the hell? Alti is not is still in this. What is going on with this spreadsheet? Who else is in the fat division?
Alti in my division.
Wait, who else was supposed to be here? I think I wrote this down beforehand.
I like how the rules of coin flips are working right now. 6-on-6 right now.
Yeah.
It's a real law, guys. It really is.
Here's Xavier. Ava's here. Okay.
Ava in my division, please. That guy's so out.
Two.
Yes. Owned Abe.
Oh, God. I'm going to make sure nobody else is here that's not supposed to be here. Like, Dante, Exla, Boca.
Like, Vulch. Vulch certainly isn't in this round.
Okay. Bomb. Group one.
Oh, Jesus.
Justin Crossing. Is he in this?
Yes.
I guess he's.
Yes.
I don't even pay attention anymore.
He's upset about his same fan factor with Tom.
One.
He was upset with me. Hopefully he still votes for me.
Me? I get put in group one.
Oh my God.
Put himself in East Division again. No, I don't know.
One is almost full. Who gets the last spot? Is it Dante? Dante gets the last spot. So who's division left for group two?
Certainly looks like the stronger division.
Swift, Exta.
Oh God, I got Swift and Exta. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is a good year to have them, though.
So wait, who's I got? Who's the last one in Division Two?
Boca.
Boca. Okay. Oh, Jesus. There. All right, let's go through this. Let's predict Division One first. Day one.
Who's in it?
You didn't have like something open? Do you don't have the spreadsheet open or anything?
Oh, where's the spreadsheet?
Oh God. Yeah. All right.
It's in the topic.
What topic?
Vulch just posted
in chat.
Alright, let's go through this.
That's my boy, Vulch. I'm voting for him this round.
Vulch has got my vote too, man. Alright.
Sucks.
Let's go Division 1 first. Day 1, I will go with Immunity Ed.
Ed.
He seems like pretty clear Day 1 Immunity. He's like everyone's. He's doesn't have any haters. A lot of people are liking him right now. Booted Day 1. Smart guy. Get the fuck out of here. What is he doing here? You guys agree with that, or anyone different?
I think Smart Guy is gonna do well.
Well, who's gonna get booted if it's not Smart Guy?
I think I'm gonna get booted.
Look at this guy.
I think it's gonna be Ulti.
it's gonna be Ulti or who's the other guy that isn't switchy? Shine.
No, I think he's gonna
make cameo appearance.
This is a serious show and a serious competition, and I want serious analysis.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Sure thing.
Yes, sir. I don't know. I could see like Wings or Icon getting the day one by because I could see.
Oh, look
like,
at Mr. Humble. I hate you.
I could easily get it, but at the same time, like I think like Wings could also get it because like I don't know. Like I could see people like people like
people
like,
thinking you don't need it. I don't know.
Yeah, people who I think I don't need it are people like go for the one they more gravitate towards, like some like Wigs or something. Or like I have all the nice guys in my division, like Tom and Alec and Wigs, and that's it really.
Mr. Smart Guy is very nice.
All right, day two. I'm gonna go with Icon getting immunity because I think having like the entire click vote will help him.
Yeah.
For the boot. I think Endgamer's time is right about there. God, I hate that guy. I'm trying all day to talk to him about this show, and he's, like, not responding. Then Ed's like, oh, Endgamer's ready to talk. And I had a conversation through Ed with Endgamer. I just hate that guy. He's just a douchebag. God, he's just stupid. I fucking hate him. God, I hate Endgamer. Sorry, continue. Predicts.
Yeah, sounds about right. Icon, me, and Wigs, I think, get, like, the first three, maybe Tom, and then, like, first three immunes, and then I think Endgamer gets one of the first boots.
All right, day three. Yeah, I'll go with Wigs getting the immunity on day three. seems about his time. I can't see him getting many boots. And I think this will be Alex's time to go right here. Yeah.
You know, I think it's going to go like Ed and then Wiggs. And then right around here is where it's going to be like Icon, me, and Tom. Like it's going to be kind of hopefully breaking away. We'll see. But I do think like Ed is onto something with this Wiggs love right here. I think I could see that.
All right, day four. We're down to four for me: Neon, Alec, Tom, and Dante. You know, I'll go Neon getting the immunity in this one because
Neon never did it last year.
Yeah, he doesn't have the devoted fan base, but his people are like, yeah, I like that guy. You know. Wait, I screwed something up. I have Tom, Dante. Who's the other person left?
Justin.
Oh, that guy. Justin, get out of here. Let me move Justin up to D3 booted and Alec to day four. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, Justin,
I don't know. Justin kind of lives in the chat. That might help him
Does
a lot.
Does he live in the chat?
Yeah. Not really. It might help him a lot.
Well, let's check the chat stats, there. Guys.
Let's consult the chat stats. Chat stats. The chatistics.
And for day five, I'll go... Ooh, Tom versus Dante. That's a great match. I'll go with Tom. Oh, God. I don't know. This is a tough one.
I think it's Tom.
Yeah. Dante's, like, kind of falls off the board. I'll go Tom.
Yeah.
And then Dante. Moved. So, for me, I got Ed, Icon, Wiggs, Neon, and Tom in the Golden Parcel round. Those are some worthy people right there.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, let's pray JC and Mr. Smart Guy don't ruin the worthiness. All right, let's move on to Division 2. Division 2, first day immunity. Who are you guys thinking there? This is a bit tougher than Division 1. Because
yeah.
Ed's like pretty clear Division 1 winner to me. Division 2, I can't tell who's going to get Day 1 immunity.
I'm thinking Boko or Rusty. Day 1.
I'm not feeling Rusty that early. I'm feeling
it's gonna be Boko.
I'll feel Boko up.
Yeah. I think like the day one people are more like the universally loved people, the ones that aren't going to get a lot of like. Although no, I keep thinking they're counted separately. They're not counted separately. Yeah, I guess they are counted separately.
Booted seems pretty clear Swift to me.
Yeah.
All right, day two.
You better watch it though, Icehawk. These boots could catch up to you.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm nervous. I gotta get immunity soon. Probably either Chris or me day two. Maybe Rusty. I don't know.
Chris, probably.
Yeah, I'll go Chris.
And he's doing a good job. Like, what do you do? Like, call out Ermine, try to like,
oh, yeah,
magically, he likes Ermine now.
Yeah, oh, wow. Right as round five comes along, Chris starts liking people more. I am surprised. I did not expect that. Booted day two.
That's tough, right?
I'll go Exta. Oh, man, it's so risky. Think about X is he, like, rages on anyone that anti-votes him. Like, he texted Relo right away after he voted against him. Like, what are you doing, man? Maybe, probably Angelo. Yeah, honestly. Angelo booted day two. Agree? Disagree?
I don't know. I don't think he's getting a lot of boots.
Yeah.
Not
well,
early.
I don't know. I could be X by getting a lot of boots. Angelo's probably one of those guys that can just kind of, like... there was a default option for most people. Like,
wait,
I don't know who else
to Drac, it's they're not added together, the immunes and the buttes. They're like separate.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I got like a legitimate complaint here. Why the fuck am I not listed on the spreadsheet? Listen to the round five draw live audio stream. Icehawk and Ed Bellis. And Endgamer's got his name up there too. Fuck you all.
That's not how you play the game.
Bullshit. So angry.
So far we got Swift and Angel out. Immunity day three. I think I might pull through here.
Would you have getting the immune day two?
Chris.
Okay. I missed that.
Day three, immunity. What do you think?
I'm thinking maybe Ryoko or Rusty.
All
right. Well, you. Yeah, I forgot you. Yeah, you're there.
Oh, you.
It's going to be Ryoko.
Ryo? Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Just curious.
Ryoko, sure.
I like Street Fighter.
Booted day three, I'll go Ave.
Ryoko. Yeah, Avira seems like he's going to be out pretty early. Sorry, Ave.
I'll give him credit, though. All contests, people have been, like, forgetting about this guy. And he's been like, hey, guys, don't forget about me. Then everyone forgets about him anyway. But he still advances. So.
He got put in, like, one of the toughest divisions, round one. And I don't think – he got, like, I think second or third. But those guys aren't there anymore. He's still there.
What a guy. What a guy. Vote for me. Day four. Ooh, this is tricky. I think this might be when Rusty pulls through.
You still don't have Ryoko here?
I don't know.
What about Anri?
Anri didn't look good against me last round.
Uh-uh.
But her dove.
Man, I'm awesome. Man, Rusty's got a fan base, man. You gotta remember, Rusty has like that Liesl fan base, that crazy Liesl fan base. You know what I'm talking about? He's like gonna get some serious immunities, I feel like.
Yeah. That's why I had him like in the first 2 days, because I think like he's one of those guys that everyone's gonna kinda pull for.
I think Division 2 may not be as top heavy as Division 1, but it has more depth, maybe.
Yeah, after...
Because, like, once you look at it, like, the top five in Division 1 are very clear. In Division 2, it's, like, kind of iffy, like, who's going to... I feel pretty confident, except for Tom Dante, like, who's going to advance in Division 1. Division 2, it's, like, really tricky. Like, almost anyone could lose, except, like, a couple. But, yeah, day four, I'll go Rusty, and I'll boot Extha.
Who's Kuroda Yugo? Who the fuck? Sorry. I'm just watching people like open the spreadsheet and it's like all these like Japanese people, I guess. I don't know.
Man, all these damn Japanese people that frequent Board 8. What's up with that? Especially the ones that are French too. Man, that pisses me off. All right. Bulge, don't diss my name. Okay, day five, Anri versus Ryoko. I'll go Ryoko. Moving on.
I don't know. I'm worried about you, Ice Hawk.
Oh, my God.
I think you're going to get a lot of, like, anti-votes early. You got to pull through.
I hope you immune me day one, then.
Oh, I hope you vote for me instead of... Oh, you didn't.
Wait, what?
You voted for Jackal over me.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, my God.
Cool. HDR. HDR is going to vote for me, guys. He's going to vote for me in some regard.
That's a vote you can tank to the bank.
All right, so for me, I got the top 10 being Ed, Icon, Wigs, Neon, Tom, Boko, Chris, me, Rusty, Ryoko. That's a pretty sweet top 10.
That's a good top 10. There's probably going to be like one random spoiler in the mix, like Swift is going to make the top 10 or something.
Yeah, I mean,
that happens every year. Like, there's always some, like, random person in the top 10 that nobody ever could have predicted. Like, I guess I have a couple of those.
So who would you say has the best chance of that? Maybe Alec?
Maybe Alec. I think
I'm looking through this. Like, I can't see anyone.
Or, like, Swift or somebody. Like,
I think it's going to be Angie.
I don't know. Angelo kind of gets anti-votes a little bit.
We'll see.
Maybe not because he's disliked, but because he's not really known. I think either JC or Alex are best chance of a crazy unexpected. Because JC,
maybe Justin.
That's what I was saying. JC or Alec.
Oh, JC. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that's it for this. We will be moving on to the podcast. Be sure to listen in. We have C Tess on the show this week, and I have a truly wonderful interview.
Can't even say that.
I have a truly wonderful interview set up with him. We're gonna say who the three most undeserving people in News of the Year are. We're going to talk about the round four format. I'm going to rank everybody left, like, in terms of odds to win. Do the podcast. Should we do the podcast? I guess we could do the podcast live if we wanted to.
How can I, like, talk about these people behind their back if we don't have, like, a few minutes?
Yeah, true. How would we get our back talking in? Like, then we can't bash anyone without it coming back to hurt us.
Rusty left the room. He might have his internet disconnected, so now's the time.
Man, Rusty's definitely a faggot. I definitely think he likes men since his brain surgery.
What do you feel about that, Ed?
I feel like the doctors tinked with his brain and made him a tink.
A tink?
A little fairy.
L term? I've never heard that term before.
You haven't heard of tank before?
No, I haven't.
You need to get, like, caught up with all, like, the slurs we have for you guys.
You need to subscribe to Slur Monthly. And,
actually,
wait, what else? We got Ed making a special project announcement. We got Chris coming on the show to talk about Mercs 4. Talking about Smurf, talking about the Best Doctor Contest, EA $10 thing, IGN Villain List. We're going to talk about live shows as a random conversation. Maybe we'll talk about doing live shows live. I don't know.
The entire plan.
Oh, I love surprises. Like,
free
portal. No one knows we're going to talk about Smurf.
You said that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
One post winners and losers. People don't listen to
the podcast. This loser again.
You'll never guess. What are the losers? It's just completely unexpected. All right, so that is it for now. We will reconvene for a second to talk about if we want to do it live or not. So, see you guys later. Although, Endgamer probably won't even cut off the stream, so you'll, like, hear it.
Is that going to?
Nope,
we can get started.